Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Sorry, banning killer robots just isn't practical. By Tom Simonite. Late Sunday, 116 entrepreneurs, including Elon Musk, released a letter to the United Nations warning of the dangerous Pandora's box presented by weapons that make their own decisions about when to kill. Publications, including The Guardian and The Washington Post, ran headlines saying Musk and his co-signers had called for a ban on killer robots. Those headlines were misleading. The letter doesn't explicitly call for a ban, although one of the organizers has suggested it does. Rather, it offers technical advice to a UN Committee on Autonomous Weapons formed in December. The group's warning that autonomous machines can be weapons of terror makes sense, but trying to ban them outright is probably a waste of time. That's not because it's impossible to ban weapons technologies. Some 192 nations have signed the Chemical Weapons Convention that bans chemical weapons, for example, an international agreement blocking use of laser weapons intended to cause permanent blindness is holding up nicely. Weapon systems that make their own decisions are a very different and much broader category. The line between weapons controlled by humans and those that fire autonomously is blurry, and many nations, including the U.S., have begun the process of crossing it. Moreover, technologies such as robotic aircraft and ground vehicles have proved so useful that armed forces may find giving them more independence, including to kill, irresistible. A recent report on artificial intelligence and war commissioned by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence concluded that the technology is set to massively magnify military power. Greg Allen, co-author of the report and now an adjunct fellow at nonpartisan think tank the Center for New American Security, doesn't expect the U.S. and other countries to be able to stop themselves from building arsenals of weapons that can decide when to fire. You're unlikely to achieve a full ban of autonomous weapons, he says. The temptation for using them is going to be very intense. The U.S. Department of Defense has a policy to keep a human in the loop when deploying lethal force. Pentagon spokesperson Roger Cabanis said that the U.S. has declined to endorse a ban on autonomous weapons, noting that the department's Law of War manual specifies that autonomy can help forces meet their legal and ethical obligations. For example, commanders can use precision-guided weapon systems with homing functions to reduce the risk of civilian casualties, said Cabanis. In 2015, the UK government responded to calls for a ban on autonomous weapons by saying there was no need for one and that existing international law was sufficient. You don't have to look far to find weapons already making their own decisions to some degree. One is the Aegis ship-based missile and aircraft defense system used by the U.S. Navy. It's capable of engaging approaching planes or missiles without human intervention, according to a CNAS report. Other examples include a drone called the Harpy, developed in Israel, which patrols an area searching for radar signals. If it detects one, it automatically dive bombs the signal source. Manufacturer Israeli Aerospace Industries markets the Harpy as a fire-and-forget autonomous weapon. Musk signed an earlier letter in 2015 alongside thousands of AI experts in academia and industry that called for a ban on offensive use of autonomous weapons. Like Sunday's letter, it was supported and published by the Future of Life Institute, an organization that ponders long-term effects of AI and other technologies, and to which Musk has gifted $10 million. Toby Walsh, an AI professor at the University of New South Wales, coordinated the latest letter, a spokesperson for the university told Wired late Monday. The spokesperson said that listing autonomous weapons under the United Nations Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons would effectively be a ban. The full name of the convention describes it as providing for both prohibitions and restrictions on the use of weapons. Rebecca Krutoff, a researcher at Yale Law School, says people concerned about autonomous weapons systems should consider more constructive alternatives to campaigning for a total ban. That time and energy would be much better spent developing regulation, she says. International laws, such as the Geneva Convention that restrict the activities of human soldiers, could be adapted to govern what robot soldiers can do on the battlefield, for example. Other regulations short of a ban could try to clear up the murky question of who is held legally accountable when a piece of software makes a bad decision, for example, by killing civilians.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.